Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back to the Dating Advice Guru podcast of all things dealing with love and dating. Hey, you know what? Today I want to talk about seven signs that a guy likes you and he wants to ask you out on a date or wants to date you in general. I mean, you ever met a man and wondered if he was as into you as you were into him? We all do that, right? We're always wondering. We don't want to put ourselves out there because we don't want that specter of rejection to come and tap us on the shoulder and say, sorry, dude, or sorry, dudette, you're not going to get this one. So how do you know if he wants to ask you out, right? Because this is going to impact your interaction with a guy, especially if you're just meeting him for the first time. So how do you know if he wants to ask you out? Actually, sometimes, you know what? He might even be a little bit coy, a little bit distant or secretive, and you've known this guy for a while, but you think there might be something brewing there. Because men are confusing at times, and you might wonder what his behavior is trying to tell you. Being a man, I've definitely had that experience of wondering if a woman was into me. I remember dozens of times wondering about the interest level of the woman that I was talking to, and then I was wondering, you know, should I risk asking her for her phone number? Because men are first and foremost looking for signals to tell him if you're into him. And this is primarily because a guy doesn't want to risk rejection, all right? Any more than a woman wants to, but even more so with men. Rejection is one of those things that is deeply ingrained in our nervous systems. Don't want that. But I believe that men have a duty and an obligation to initiate the conversation and the next step, which is, of course, to initiate the date. Even if it's, you know, only for a coffee meetup or a quick drink, it's still the man's obligation to express his interest and to risk that rejection, okay? Women, let me tell you why. Women desire signals, signs, and indications of a man's interest. In other words, you need proof that a guy likes you or loves you or is into you. Since most men don't overtly say they love you, and you might not even be able to believe the words, it's huge, right? You know, most guys keep this kind of stuff close to the vest, as they say. So every desire women have for that expression of love in a relationship is simply to prove that he's there for you, right? That's what you need. You need that proof that he's there for you, proof that he feels for you, proof that he won't run the first time you freak out on him, which is why it's so important to build up your trust bank account with a man. But that's a bit of advice for another time, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in a little bit, so hang tight. So your desire for him to show you how he feels is not just emotional. It's actually grounded in a need for real emotional proof, proof that he has these feelings and this connection to you. Now, let's dig into the five signs that he wants a date so you can know whether or not to give him more signals to go, 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 or, well, not. He wants to ask you out. Signal number one, watch the eyes. Men are visual, but we're also keenly enslaved by our need to view beauty. If a guy likes you, chances are he sees your beauty. And that means that he'll be looking at you, working those eyes on you, even when he doesn't have anything to say. Okay, so if you wonder why guys do the creepy stare thing and the creepy eye thing, it's because we literally can't help ourselves. We are slaves to just viewing beauty. It's awe-striking to us. It's just amazing. Did I just invent a new word, awe-striking? Awestruck is a word. Guys will look at you even when he doesn't have anything to say to you or doesn't know what to say. He'll be looking, and that's why guys stare. It's because we don't know what to say, but we know we want. He'll also be stealing glances at you when he thinks you're not paying attention. So those weird little feelings of being watched might be him stealing glances and working up his nerve and his courage to do something. Okay, there's your little explanation of weird guy or creepy guy behavior. The best thing you can do in this situation is to give him a little show. Flip your hair, stroke your neck, adjust your shoe. These things will be just flirty enough and slightly titillating enough to get him moving in the right direction. Oh, and ignore that junk you hear online about watch for his eyes to dilate. That means he likes you. That's garbage, okay? That's too abstract a signal. Yes, it does happen, but you're not going to be able to pick up on that, all right? And especially if you're in a dark bar or in a dark environment where you just can't, you don't have enough light. Of course, everybody's eyes are dilated. Anyway, just look for the nature of his eye contact. Is he looking a lot? That's all you need to watch for. He wants to ask you out, signal number two, drop the bait. Some guys are just looking for an opportunity to grab onto so that he can ask you out. That's all he needs. He's looking for the open door of opportunity. So he'll be listening in your conversation for an area of common interest and then grabbing onto them as common ground. So the best thing you can do in a conversation is to bring up that movie you want to see or that place you want to go. When he talks about wanting to do that thing or go to that place, he's looking for your positive reaction. Just say, hey, that's cool. Maybe we can do that sometime. Boom, you've given him every bit of opportunity he needs now to go and ask you out. You'll know that he's interested because he'll try to keep on that topic. He'll go on and on about how he wants to do this thing or that thing or see this thing, whatever it is. That's all the positive indication you need to give him. Let him take it from there. Unless he's painfully shy, in which you can keep putting the hints out there, but never take away the actual ask from him. Don't do that for him. You need him to do it, and he needs to man up and do it. Forget this garbage you read about empowerment, meaning that you need to abandon your needs as a woman. Empowerment means celebrating those needs, not abandoning them, all right? Oops, sorry, getting political. Time to get back on topic. He wants to ask you out, signal number 3, he's curious about your time. As I said, guys want to hear interest from you in some way to alleviate his fears of possible rejection. So he'll send up trial balloons from time to time. One of these little test balloons is to ask you about what you're doing at certain times. What do you do when you're not at work or at school? You know, he might ask you something like that. What he's secretly hoping to hear from you is, oh, I think I'll be spending this weekend pretty much alone. In fact, I wish I really had something to do with someone. I don't know who. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Please don't actually say that, but you can hint at it. You can say something like, Saturday? Not sure right now. It's still kind of up in the air. Or, you know what? It looks kind of open for now. Looking busy does nothing to make a man feel wanted. Okay, if you keep telling him how busy your life is, trying to be hard to get, he'll just think that there's no room there for him and he'll give up. And who could blame him? He wants to ask you out, signal number 4, priorities matter. Look, straight up, you want to be his priority, right? And if he's making you that priority now without you noticing, you might be missing the biggest sign that he's interested in you and he wants to date you. Does he hang out with you for hours, even if he has other things to do? Does he stay up talking to you on the phone or texting you when he says he's tired? Does he risk being late for something important to spend time with you? If you answer any of those with a yes, he's into you. Bottom line is that a man's time that he has in his life is his most precious resource. If he gives you his time, he's interested in you and he wants to be with you. Period. End of story. Okay? It's a big, big sign. He wants to ask you out, signal number 5. Curious about men in your life. If you bring up a male friend of yours and he asks you questions about him and you, he's trying to figure out if you're romantically interested in that guy. He's trying to see if there's a possibility for him. Most men respect the romantic boundary of another relationship and he won't step on that. Guys will bring up your single or not so single status frequently when trying to mine for information. You might even hear him assume that you have a boyfriend when you haven't said that you do. That's him hoping to hear you say, boyfriend? Oh no, not me. I'm completely single. I have not a boyfriend in the world. And that's, you know, another way he's trying to get you to kind of pony up that information. By the way, if his male friends treat you especially well, or they seem to treat you two like an item, then you can bet he's told one of them or all of them his interest in you. And that is a huge sign he wants to date you as well. He wants to ask you out, signal number 6, attention. Here's a critical one. Does he really listen to you and pay attention? If he's asking you questions that show he's really paying attention to what you say, there's a very high probability that he digs you and he wants to see you or take you out on a date. If he brings up topics you've talked about in previous conversations, that's also a huge indication of interest from him. Men take notes on your life and then store them away for future use, all right? The trick of this is that if he forgets something about you, that only means he didn't remember it, not that he isn't interested. Okay, so the opposite is not always true. So don't test his memory as a way to test his interest. Let me say that again. Don't test his memory as a way to test his interest. You'll just have to watch for him to come up with this stuff all on his own. If he's casually interested, he will not pay as much attention. He'll also be more distracted with you physically. If he's asking you questions, though, coming up with stuff you said previously, well, then he's paying attention to you because he's focused on you. He wants to ask you out. Signal number 7, flirtatious behavior. It really all comes down to this one vibe that he gives off. And generally speaking, it's unmistakable. If he's digging you, he's going to be flirting with you, and it will be painfully obvious. Most guys simply don't have a subtle switch when it comes to romantic interest. Okay, he's not very subtle about it. He'll tease you and flirt with you relentlessly, maybe even annoyingly, just like it was back in the playground when you were 9 years old. Yes. It's nervous and natural, so don't dismiss it out of hand. Flirt back with him. Be playful and fun. Make it clear you're game for some game. I realize you might not want to play games, you know, the typical sentiment that most people have. I don't want to play games. But the start of every relationship is based on this most essential of games called flirting. If you try to rush past it, if you try to make it unnecessary or ignore it, declaring yourself above playing games, well, you're going to short circuit the attraction. Okay, he's going to think you're too serious, or he's going to think you're a little too intense, and then, don't be surprised if he doesn't express that much interest in you. Humans need this verbal sparring, this game playing, as part of the amp up the attraction juice that fuels his interest and desire. To skip it because you're tired doesn't cut it. It's the first step in the process of falling in love, and you can't ignore it. And nothing is as important to starting a relationship as building up your trust account with a man. Your trust account is the level of safety that he feels around you. And it's the one thing that will keep a man coming back to you again and again and again and again. And keeps him from pulling away, by the way, too. The best way you can do this is by understanding how to connect with him and get him to feel safe when he's near you. Most women accidentally break this trusting connection without even meaning to. And then he inevitably pulls away and he grows colder and more distant as time goes on. Sometimes this creates the environment that makes him unfaithful to you and the relationship. There's a good way to avoid all this, and that is by figuring out a guy's specific connection style. Every guy has one, and you need to know which one it is. And I've broken this down. I actually created a program called the Connection Code. It's actually a very cool program that talks about the different styles of connection that men have. I've named them cleverly after things like the bull, the turtle. These are all really, really explanatory ways of describing men's personalities when it comes to how he connects with women. And you need to know this, because if you try connecting with a bull and use a turtle's method, well, guess what? You're not going to get that connection with him. And he's going to think, oh, we don't jive. She's just, something about her just didn't mesh, didn't work. And you two could be perfect for each other. You could be soulmates. And that's why you can't make this mistake. This will help you better understand how a man likes to connect with you and recognize his efforts. And it's so easy to miss this stuff, but it doesn't have to happen to you anymore. Nope. Go on over and check out this video I made on it. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com. I know, huge URL there. datingadviceguru.com/connection code, all one word. And watch the video, you'll learn a few cool new things. And there you go. That's all I got for you today. But I think it's cool enough that it will stick with you and help you out. Remember, you gotta watch his eyes, you gotta drop the bait. He's gonna be curious about your time, and of course the priorities. He'll also be curious about men in your life, and he'll be giving you a certain kind of attention and flirtatious behavior. So give it a shot. I'll be seeing you again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/connection code. Go watch that video right now. Don't forget, do it. I'll be talking to you again soon. As always, live and love with what? That's right, passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.